walk-off home runs, no hitters, and a state track champion sets his sights on a new title. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by PlayInTheDells.com. More high school sports news after this.
In the water park capital of the world, we'll keep you playing long after the final score. From basketball to volleyball, hockey, baseball, and more, Wisconsin Dells is the premier destination for sports tournaments and events. And with the largest concentration of water parks in the world, our reputation for fun is second to none. Take your sports tournament to a new level and take advantage of the incredible facilities, attractions, and accommodations Wisconsin Dells has to offer. Find out how Wisconsin Dells is redefining play at PlayInTheDells.com.
Manitowoc Lincoln junior Carl Sams was 0-for-3 when he stepped to the plate in the bottom of the seventh inning in a 5-5 tie with Pulaski Tuesday night, but he took advantage of this opportunity as he connected on a walk-off three-run home run to give the Ships an 8-5 victory. Elsewhere in the Fox River Classic Conference Tuesday night, Bayport's Ryan Grabig tossed a five-inning no-hitter of Green Bay East. La Crosse Central entered Monday's doubleheader with rival La Crosse Logan unbeaten and ranked number 3 in the state. By Tuesday night, the Red Raiders had dropped to 4-4 in conference. Logan swept Central by scores of 12-7 and 6-5, while Holman claimed two wins over La Crosse Central Tuesday night and solidified their spot atop the Mississippi Valley Conference. Brookfield Central senior Carl Hirsch took home Division I track titles in the 1,600 and 3,200-meter runs last year. Tuesday night, he hinted at the possibility of a third title quest as he won the 800-meter run at the Menominee Falls Invitational with a state-best time of 1 minute, 52.9 seconds. In a matchup of top five teams in the Division I softball rankings, number 2 Stevens Point defeated number 5 DC Everest 9-4, thanks in part to Taylor Smola's three-run first-inning homer. Both teams will head to the Chippewa Falls Invitational this weekend, which also includes the host Cardinals, the top-ranked team in D1, plus traditional powers Wilmot, La Crosse Central, and Kokwana. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.